Pathways to Wholeness podcast. I'm Michael Warmoth, and I thank you for joining us for this next episode of Meditative Teaching. Please note that these meditations were recorded in a tropical environment with the windows and doors open, so you will hear birds and other sounds in the background. Try not to let them distract you from the words. Okay, let's just settle in, relax, maybe take a few breaths, and just listen to the music before the teaching starts. It can be useful to remember what we mean by surrender when we come to meditate. We talk about surrendering our will and letting go. What does that really mean? We are used to thinking of ourselves as in charge of our lives, that if anything is to be done, we must do it. That things won't happen if we don't make them happen. It's almost as if we believe that we are the primary source of our lives, that we that I am talking about is a picture in our minds of who and what we are. It is a story we have created. We are not the source of our lives. We are not creating ourselves. We are creating stories about ourselves. We are believing and investing faith in those stories, in that identity. That identity is most likely what we refer to when we say me or I. It is from that mind that we say, I must surrender, I need to surrender, I want to surrender. Because that mind is incapable of knowing surrender. And so it believes there is a lack of surrender. But in fact, what there is a choice to be in control. Choice to create the story and believe it and live it. That identity does not really want surrender because it knows it means the end of itself. It could be said that it wants peace, wants to create itself better, so that it can create a sense of peace. But that won't work either. There can be no peace when control is required. And control is required to keep that identity and ego functioning. Because they are dissociated from reality, and dissociation requires effort. To end dissociation, actually means just to make another choice, a difficult choice. A very difficult choice. Imagine you're driving a car down a windy mountain road and the brakes fail. The car is going faster and faster. You're terrified, and there's nothing you can do. You can't slow down. All you can do is try to make the turns as best you can. Imagine now that a voice comes to you and says, "Let go of the wheel, and I will take care of you." What would you do? Keep gripping the wheel, terrified? Or would you trust and let go? That is similar to what we face when we decide to relinquish control, to surrender our will. But the meaning of surrender in this context is to give up the effort of staying in control, the effort of having things the way we think they should be, having our way, trusting. You may think if you were in that situation in the car, you have no way to know how that voice could save you in that instant. So why would you trust it if you don't know how it can do it? It is the same with ourselves. We're afraid to trust our innate self that is one with the infinite consciousness. We don't believe that it can keep us alive. Takes effort and control and all kinds of things to keep ourselves alive. But that is the choice we face. Will we trust it or not? We don't know what would happen in that car if we let go of the wheel, trusted in a higher power. Miracles happen all the time. They are real. About surrender because we want to end our battle with life. We have been fighting against the natural, spontaneous impulses. Life. We may not see that, we may not understand that, we may not recognize that, but that is what control, the ego and the identity are all about. Regulating and controlling and denying and suppressing, limiting and restricting, saying no to the natural, creative flow. It is a battle we can't win. Why we must surrender. We must give up. We must take our hands off the wheel. As scary as it is. We may not be conscious how that need to control permeates our lives. We must look for it constantly. We must be conscious creating our lives. An intelligence way beyond our comprehension. One only has to look at the biology of our bodies to realize the vastness, the intelligence at work in every second, every moment, every instant. That intelligence is real and present right here, right now. So, that is the choice before us, to surrender, continue the battle. Surrender may feel like jumping off a cliff. But what is the reality? What can really happen if we surrender? We know that we are not making our hearts beat. We are not making ourselves breathe. We may be limiting our breath, but there is a natural, spontaneous urge to breathe that you will soon find if you hold your breath. We are not digesting our food. We are not converting food to energy. We are not purifying our blood. We are not rebuilding our skin, growing our hair. We are doing none of it. So what will happen? If we let go, if we truly surrender, we will still be alive. And there's every chance we will feel more alive when we relax the contraction of being in control. Breathing will become easier. Our heartbeat will become more regular. Our body will feel relaxed. What about our lives? What about all the things we do? All the ways we try to keep order in our lives. Are we just going to become
sloth. We're not controlling. Or are we going to just be inspired and relaxed and at peace and able to move with grace and joy and bring light into our lives? What do we bring at the moment when we are controlling? We must be honest with ourselves. We must look frankly. We do how we are, whether we have our hands tightly gripping the wheel, or whether we are relaxed and free. Surrender our will, to surrender the identity, the ego. Means let go the contraction, the holding, the tension. Become present. Presence is grace. Grace is power. Grace is love and joy. And it's all right here, right now. Presence of infinite within us. It's right here. We just have to be available. Conscious awareness, the presence. That spirit right now. We are creations of an infinite divine consciousness. We exist within that consciousness. We are one. That consciousness. There is only one consciousness. We are not alone. We are not separate. We are not in charge. It's time. surrender it now.
Thank you for listening to this episode of our podcast. If you'd like more information on these meditations and teachings, visit pathwaystosurrender.com. You might be interested in our other podcast, Pathways to Surrender. These are guided meditations designed to support you in letting go of whatever tensions or false ideas you might be holding about how things really are, and reaching a state of peace and surrender. That's Pathways to Surrender. Look for the next episode soon. We're uploading them every couple of days. See you next time.